Stefan, huge congratulations, bronze medal around your neck here at Ultec World Equestrian Games. Now just describe that moment when you came down the centre line, you knew you'd done a really super test.
You know, it's, I knew from that last PF, you know, to the passage, you know, that there's, you know, if nothing goes wrong from there, you know, that there was a very good chance that this test was enough for the individual medal. I knew Laura still had to go and Edward had to go and, you know, the Spanish horse still needed to go, but I knew it was a good test and there was the potential that this is going to be enough for a medal. So that feeling was amazing.
And how important was it to you to perform in front of the home crowd?
You know, we had that same home crowd once in Atlanta in 1996, then a couple times at the World Cup in Vegas. But again, this is the World Championships. And to do this right here in Kentucky with a huge crowd like that, it was unbelievable. And I've said it many times before, to ride as an American rider in front of an American crowd is stunning. It's unbelievable.
And you got a bit emotional on the podium because it's been such a journey for you. Just describe from Beijing and coming fourth to getting a medal at the World Championships.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned before, I never really admitted how tough that was to miss the medal by, 0.1% or 0.2, whatever it was. And Shannon always knew. I had on my... In my closet there was always this little score sheet that stayed there for quite some time, and there wasn't a single day where I walked by that and had to look how close it really was. And, 2 years, about 34 days and a few hours later, it finally happened. And I that's why I definitely got a little emotional there and tried to control it, but there was a few tears that I had to wipe away for sure.